This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The most influential Republican lawmaker in Washington says he's through with Donald Trump. Mitch McConnell, the top Republican in the Senate, believes President Trump committed impeachable offenses, according to what we're being told. Though in a note to colleagues, he says he hasn't decided on how he will vote when the Senate tries President Trump for inciting an insurrection. The House impeached the president yesterday.
The ayes are 232. The nays are 197.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports the president appeared in a video after he was impeached, but he didn't mention that word.
Democrats like Wisconsin's Gwen Moore said the president not only encouraged the Capitol riot, but seemed to enjoy it.
While people died, he watched with glee.
But in the video, the president said what happened shocked and saddened him.
I unequivocally condemn the violence.
It was the first time he'd condemned what happened.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence.
Amid federal warnings of more violence before next week's inauguration, the president's urging peace and unity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
D.C.'s mayor is urging Americans to stay away from Washington during the Biden inauguration as the city deals with security issues and the coronavirus pandemic. President-elect Biden's rolling out his virus-fighting plan this evening.
Biden wants Americans to overcome their sense of pandemic fatigue and recommit to wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and avoiding indoor gatherings. He also wants to deliver more vaccine and work closely with states and local communities to vaccinate more Americans. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Almost 2 million people have died from the coronavirus. This is AP News. The World Health Organization has sent a team of experts to Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus was first detected. The AP's Karen Shamas reports.
The visit was approved by President Xi Jinping's government after months of diplomatic wrangling. The dispute prompted an unusual public complaint by the head of the WHO. State broadcaster CGTN said the team will be quarantined for 2 weeks and will undergo testing for the virus. Scientists suspect the virus that has killed 1.9 million people since late 2019 jumped to humans from bats or other animals, most likely in China's southwest. The WHO team includes virus and other experts from the United States, Australia, Germany, Japan, Britain, Russia, the Netherlands, Qatar, and Vietnam. I'm Karen Chemas.
Just into us, U.S. jobless claims jumped up as layoffs remain high with the economy in the grip of the coronavirus. The Dow lost 8 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.